Hello, Audio Boo. This is October, day 13. And today's question is, where do you prefer to buy music? Now, I thought that this would be like a 15-second boo. I like to buy music on iTunes. Bye. But it's not really that simple, really, when I think of it. I used to buy music on Amazon. And I could buy it on Amazon, even though when I was living in Israel, I could buy it on Amazon US or UK. And then I couldn't because of geo-blocking, and I got a proxy. And then they discovered it was a proxy. And then even if you are in here and don't have a UK, you know, even if you're in the UK or the US and it got to, even if you have even if you're not by proxy, even if you are, like, I'm here, and if I log into my Amazon account, my Amazon COUK, I can't buy anything because I don't have a UK credit card. And they made things really hard with a cloud player, and so that was a bit disappointing. And then with iTunes, excuse me, with iTunes, you can only buy for the shops that you have an account with. And not only that, I have a friend who bought me an iTunes gift card, but I couldn't use it because she is in Finland and I could only use it in the Finnish store. But of course I couldn't redeem it because I don't have a Finnish account. So I think that's really a little bit stupid, especially since there's so many ways about around it. Like, you know, you can buy gift certificates from other stores and open accounts. And I think they just make it so hard. And there's really no good reason to do that. Up until a few years ago, you couldn't buy music in the Israeli store. I think they started like 2 years ago to sell it. So, and it's actually cheaper than the other stores. And I think it's really silly that that the same songs or the same albums cost different prices. Like, you know, in Israel, it would cost 29 shekels, which is, I don't know, £5. And in Australia, the same album could cost 17 Australian dollars, which is like, you know, £12. So it's a little bit stupid, this whole thing. Sometimes we used to buy Australian music in the Israeli store because it's a lot cheaper, which is really silly. So yeah, that's a bit tiring. But I do like iTunes for the most part. I also use CD Baby for a lot of my Celtic music. And I use Bandcamp for new projects, Kickstarter, Bandcamp, things like that, for more kind of independent artists. But for mainstream, it's mostly iTunes that I use now because I think it's just about the only thing I can use. I can't use Amazon. Don't think I can use 7Digital. So, yep, it's iTunes.
My account.